You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
Gary Apple of SNY and his family, has two beautiful daughters, and his wife just went through it. And Gary, as I've said, is a tremendous guy, a great teammate of mine for 8.5 years at SNY. And you can also catch him in his downtime, late shows at the Carlisle in the piano bar. He does take requests, and really, if you have not heard him do Someone to Watch Over Me, you haven't heard music, in my estimation. Gadrick Bustamante, Castiglione Apple, how are you?
Oh, Chris, so good to talk to you, and the kind words are so appreciated. And you, my friend, were a great teammate. We spent so many great years together at SNY. It's great to visit with you tonight, Chris.
Yeah, Gary, I have to tell you, when you yesterday on social media, you let it out that you had been dealing with COVID-19, you and your family, over the last 6 weeks. So if you can kind of lay out a timeline of, you know, when you started to feel crummy, kind of how it all laid out for us.
You know, I didn't really want to speak much about it because I know so many people have had it worse than myself. And we know people who have not pulled through this thing. So, you know, we just sort of silently went through this. But this began, so I have two daughters, as you said, and kind words by you. Two daughters, one who's 16, and she first showed symptoms back on March the 26th. And then our other daughter, who's now 19, she within 24 hours was sick as well. And they had every one of the symptoms. They had fever, they had chills, they had no taste, no smell, headaches, eyes hurting. So our pediatrician was like, they both have it. Get them in bed, quarantine them. We put them in separate bedrooms. And then within 24 hours, I came down with it. And then at the same time, my wife came down with it. And so it was a really long stretch. It's an awful thing. It's an awful virus. So we had about a 6-week stretch in our house that was really tough. And again, I know people have had tougher experiences, and we know people personally, and you do, Chris, as well, Chris, who have not pulled through this. And it's so sad. But it was a really tough time. Even when I thought I had beaten it and was past it, was beginning to feel good, I developed an awful headache that simply would not go away. It was day in, day out, 24 hours a day for over 7 days. And finally, my doctor, who I've been with for over 20 years, said, I've got to send you for a brain MRI, which I did. I walked through Central Park over to the east side, west side of Manhattan dwellers. And thank goodness that came back clean. The headache lasted for about another week, and it's pretty much gone now. I mean, we are back. We're over this. You know, we went for a family run on Sunday, but it was awful. And I just feel for everybody and anybody who's dealing with this. And, you know, I hear so much about, you know, when coronavirus returns, when it's going to heat back up again. It hasn't gone anywhere. And, you know, you and I spoke this morning, Chris, and I'm fearful of this. And I am just imploring, and I know there's such a line here. I'm not sure if it's even a fine line, but when do you reopen the country? I understand that the economy is hurting. People are hurting. People are without jobs. But this has not gone away, and it's not going to go away for a long time. And is health not the number one thing in all of our lives? And so it's conflicting for so many of us. But if you've been through this and you have felt the effects of this, I think you have a greater understanding of how awful it is and how much you do not want this to enter your life.
The voice of Gary Apple, very familiar from SNY. He and his family, as you've heard, have just gone through COVID-19. And listen, I know where you're coming from with being sensitive to people who have been affected far worse, but I wanted to have you on as we were talking this morning. It just struck me that people don't really know what it is unless they've dealt with it themselves. And for those who don't know you, there are not underlying conditions here. This is an incredibly healthy guy with an incredibly healthy family, and yet you were down and out for a 6-week period. And I think that's what, Gary, I mean, you can tell me if I'm wrong. You've gone through it. You know, I just every day look at this like nobody really has any idea of what this is.
I think if you have not personally dealt with it, if you have not become sick, if you don't know somebody who has become sick, I believe you don't have a complete understanding of it. And I think it's easy to let your guard down. I can remember, Chris, and we've gone through this in our household to try and figure out where it came from, and it could have come from so many different places. I am a firm believer that if you live in New York City or surrounding areas that have been hit hard by this, I believe almost all of us have come into some level of contact with this. But I remember, and it's sort of revisionist history, but I remember back in mid-February when I was on my way, I was literally on an airplane down to Mets camp. I was down a couple of times this spring, but the first time I went down, I was heading down to do some shows, some spring shows. And while I was on the plane, I had some aches in my body that were very foreign. They were almost debilitating. It was like serious bone aches, not muscle aches, but they were some sort of shockwaves through my body. And as you said, I'm sort of a health nut. I had been playing an enormous amount of basketball leading up to that. I was playing hoop 3, 4, 5 days a week. And I thought, well, okay, maybe this is just, you know, I overdid it on the basketball court. But as I look back at it now, that could have been the first sign to me that something wasn't right, that there was something going on. And, you know, I let it pass, and it did pass. It would occasionally shoot through me. And then, you know, when I came back home, I was fine, went back down to Florida, and that's when things were starting to heat up again. I think I did the games filled in for Gary Cohen on the 7th and the 8th of March. And I was with, you know, our dear friend Anthony Causey from the Post, and just a heart-wrenching, awful story. He was such a wonderful guy. But I came back from that trip, and when I came back is when things started to go sideways. And as we got further on in the month, when they got sideways, I mean, you couldn't get up. I could not get up out of bed, Chris. Every time I thought, okay, I'm going to do this, I would find myself back in bed for 5 hours. It was just debilitating. And the eye pain, the head pain, the muscle aches. And you've heard it from, you know, you've heard so many people. I listened to Patrick McEnroe, listened to Chris Cuomo, and so many others. And, you know, the symptoms are pretty universal. Now, there are things that I think some people have that others don't have. But the basic things that a lot of people have complained of, they're real. And I can tell you this, and we're out of it, we believe, at this point. And, you know, our 16-year-old, she had some weird stuff going on. Like, one hand was colder than the other hand. And she's a dancer. She's in wonderful shape herself. She's been dancing for 10 years. She's a ballerina. And, you know, she was dealing with this stuff. We went to the doctor. He said, I think this is just, there's nothing neurologically wrong. I think this is just effects after effects of COVID, because, and he was the first to admit it. He said, we don't have a handle on everything. And that's the biggest concern, and that's the biggest worry for anybody who has it, is there's no answer. I think doctors, your brother's a doctor. I've got a brother who's head of laboratory medicine at a major medical center in Minneapolis, who's at the forefront of testing. And there's so much misinformation that has gone on around COVID and corona that I think that's the really scary thing. Is I think doctors have gotten better at treating it and figuring out how to get really sick patients, you know, better, but there's no cure at this point. And I don't think we're out of the woods, Chris, until there's a vaccine. And all of this came up because we were discussing on our SNY digital platform yesterday the percentage that we thought there would be baseball this year. And I said, I think there's going to be baseball this year. But I said, I think there's a lot at stake here on both sides. And I heard your conversation with Buster Olney, and I'm in agreement with that. I mean, we're talking about human lives here. And when you get down to baseball players, I understand Blake Snell, the way he said what he said, probably didn't come out right. But I get the fact that these are, you know, short careers. We look at these guys and we say, okay, these are our heroes, our professional athletes, and indestructible. But they are not. They are human beings just like we are, with families, some of whom have underlying conditions. And it's a really finite career. Sure, some guys play 15 years and, you know, make gazillions of dollars, but the average player doesn't. And so there are so many human considerations to be taken into effect here. I want there to be baseball. I'm itching to get back in the studio. I mean, I miss it so much, but I understand where both sides are coming from on this.
Gary Appel with us of SNY, who just fought through COVID-19. He and his family went through it. Gary, just take me inside the mental side of it. You know, you have all the physical effects of it, but just how scary was it? What's going through your mind as you're dealing with it?
I think it's a great concern because, again, there are no cures for it. I mean, again, I've had the same doctor for over 20 years. He's one of the leaders in the country in infectious disease. I've had such trust in him over the years, and I've never seen him. And we did teleconferences when I first got sick and throughout the process. He was emotional, and he's a rock-solid guy and a leader in what he does. And when I saw that, I was like, wow, this is concerning. Because there are so many unanswered questions, and there is no cure. And I will tell you this, my wife, who is a rock, she had a fever for over 2 weeks. It would not break. Wow. And it was tough to see. It was tough to watch her battling through that. We moved, so we have a two-bedroom apartment here, and so our daughters share a bunk bed, not to give too much information, but we're out there. So when our youngest first got sick, we quarantined her and we took our other daughter and we moved her into our bedroom as she got sick. And then my wife and I moved out to our living room and we slept on the couch in the living room and we battled through this together. I mean, it was a great bonding experience in some ways and frightening in another way. But to watch her going through what she, you know, I felt awful and then I was watching her. And we had one of those oximeters, which the doctor recommended to check, you know, oxygen levels, which is the biggest concern when you're going through this. And her oxygen level was dropping a little bit to concerning places. She had an awful cough. Her fever would not break. And so, yeah, there's a mental toll here. This is what is going on? Is this going to break? Are we going to have to go to the hospital? I asked my doctor, worst case scenario, if we have to go to the hospital, where are you going to send us? And he said, well, I would like you, God forbid, and thank goodness it didn't happen. I would probably want you to go to NYU if they can accommodate you. But if they can't, an ambulance would take you wherever they think they can find a place for you. And so, holy cow. I mean, that is just daunting and frightening. And I say again, Chris, we are so thankful and we count our blessings that we have been able to battle through this the way we have and come through the other side of this because it's tough and it is not easy. And I feel for anybody who's been affected by it.
So long story short, Gary, just give me what you would tell to the people right now that are, without getting political or any of that, just the people right now that are trying to get back to normal life or so determined to get back to getting everything normal right now, having gone through it.
So I say this, Chris, and again, I go back to something I said earlier, you know, if coronavirus returns, it's not going to return because number one, it hasn't gone anywhere. It's still here. And I think if you look at what's going on, and again, don't want to get political here, but if you look at a state like Florida that is reopening, their coronavirus deaths are going up, their cases are going up, and that is going to be the case. And again, I don't think it's if, but when it does come back in full scale in the fall or winter, it's going to happen. I think science has proven that. History has proven that with other pandemics over the course of time, it's going to happen. This is not going to go away until we have a vaccine. And hopefully that will be sometime at the end of 2020, beginning of 2021. The curve has flattened because we've been socially distanced. And so as people come back together, there's no question in my mind that things are going to spike. So, again, and I'll take this back to baseball, because I want baseball back as much as anybody. There are so many obstacles that, and again, I heard you speaking with Buster, there are endless obstacles that have to be tackled here. And there's so much to take into consideration. Yes, the country needs it. It could really use the boost of baseball. I hope they can find a way to come back. I want to be back. I'm yearning to get back in the studio. But there's a lot to take into account. And I just think that, you know, caution has got to be taken, and be diligent. I tell everybody, be diligent. Don't let your guard down. Wash your hands. Keep a mask on. Be not only concerned and cautious for you and your family, but for your fellow human being, because there's concern for everybody. And I think that's a huge consideration as we go forward here.
Well, Garrett, listen, I appreciate it. And I just wanted people to be able to put a familiar voice with what going through it is like. And I really appreciate it. And speaking of baseball, there is something pretty cool that SNY is doing this week, replaying the 86 World Series, including Game 6 on Saturday. And they've got a watch-along situation on Facebook with so many members of the team. So by all means, check that out as well. But, you know, I'm thrilled that you're okay. And I'm sorry for what you and your family have gone through. You've done an amazing job on Mets pre and post game. Lord knows you had impossible shoes to fill when you took that job over. I don't know how you've ever done it, but somehow you have surpassed the guy that was on it before you. And I applaud your efforts for that.
Let me tell you something. Filling your shoes on that show, daunting. A daunting task. I mean, you and Fabio were great together on that show. And
that blew the roof off the joint.
Listen, I'm not joking here. When I was in the studio, I think I was doing Sports Night back then. You were doing Mets, and then I was filling in for you on days that you were not doing the show. I thought you were great at it. I thought you brought a great levity. I thought you, obviously, you know the sport, you know the game, you know the team. You were just a pillar of information. And I really did think the shoes were really big to fill. And I think I'm getting set to start. I should have started my seventh or eighth year on it when we do get back here. But you and Bob were great. I feel very fortunate to be in the chair now. You know, I feel like I've had great partners, Bobby and then Nelson, and now with Todd. Todd and I, and Jim Duquette joins us, Anthony Recker with us now. You know, Todd and I had known each other. Todd was starting in the majors with the Cardinals. He was coming up, and he was like one of the most hyped prospects in all of baseball. And I was starting out my career at CBS in St. Louis, and we hit town at the same time, and we have known each other all these years. And, you know, we have this great friendship and great chemistry and love being with Todd. And it's just my great joy to do that show. I enjoy it so much. So I thank you, Chris, for allowing me to slide into the chair.
Oh, please.
And have the job.
Listen, I can't wait to see you back back on the air, because it just means good things are happening. And you're just one of my all-time favorite people. But I think we've kissed each other's asses enough here, haven't we?
I think we're done there. But listen, thanks for having me on. Great to chat. I hope I
Gary, felt. Thank
I
you. Best to you
and, a little bit.
And your family, too, as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. You're a good man.
Absolutely. Gary Apple from SNY, who, as you heard, it's very real to go through COVID-19. So if you doubt as to what's going on, Gary is among the healthiest people I have ever known in my entire life. And let me tell you something. If you ever need to order a meal, get your order together and hand it to Gary, because he is a master at ordering a meal. A master.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.